understand this is private property? Huh?
Sure, man, sure.
Well, then what are you trying to put the people on for?
You know?
The Indians, hey, listen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What do you know about Indians?
I don't know anything.
Huh?
They don't know anything about private property either. Do they?
What are you talking about? Listen, I'm not interested in...
In the Indians?
What you... Yeah, I am interested in the Indians, man. But I'll bet you I've done more for Indians than you have. What the hell are you doing for them? Singing songs?
Sure.
You're some help.
You throw people out of stores.
Make some feedback.
Well, what right have you got in there? Disturbing the peace?
You're not disturbing anybody's peace.
Oh, what are you going to get... Technical now? That's sick. You said the Indians had it. Where'd you read the Indians letter from? A book that you claim don't mean nothing anymore?
Yeah, I guess.
Huh?
I don't know. Somebody told me some Indians.
Well, did you meet an Indian that owned this land that told you they took it away from him?
That told me something.
Huh? Did he own it when they took it away?
Well, I don't think he owned it. That's the whole point. See, he didn't believe in owning land.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If you believe in helping the Indians, go help them. Don't do it in here.
Sure. Okay.
You walk in here.
Thank you. tripping on my future, but amigos. Still chilling in a rare water pond. He was thinking that I never hit that bond. Angel make me put a stamp on it. Make me look at what he caught on it. Trigger. This paper to my buck teeth, bigger. Don't ask me dope. Lick the sticker. I'ma put a penny on it, and he wanted it bigger. I'ma put a sandal on it. He part of that river, dope shit in the water. Got the blood dead, harder.
To tell you my dream.
So I'm like God, sort of circling the skies above, like holy Jesus, stuff like that. So my eyes set upon a nursery. My dream focuses on a story called Mary. She was finishing her night shift. She just left the room with a baby in, and she was leaving. Then, while she was walking down the stairs, she heard a voice.
"She is greater, baby, greater,"
said the voice. She turned around and rushed back to the room, but she saw the baby with a doll on the lap. She exited again. Said the voice again. She was screaming like this. So she entered the room again to see the baby. The doll was closer to the neck, which was slightly creepy. Once again, she left. And said the voice in a much darker voice, and seriously, it sounded like Satan. She was screaming again like this.
"Oh my God, what the hell is happening?"
So she entered the room again, and she was screaming all over again. And trust me, it sounded like a chorus of harpies. Because she saw the baby, well, not the baby exactly, but its guts anyway, strung all over itself. And the doll was holding
a cheese grater.
The lesson that you learnt: when you come across a nursery, make sure you don't have any cheese graters in case that happens. Trust me, it's crazy, but it could happen. I'm lying.
Check for the ones with the venom on the tongue.
road now.
Of birds that kill.
you break a bottle and the dream ends. You dance like a leopard in the disco with your hands in the air. You put twigs of cloth in the mouth of the dove. You speak it and the cosmos molds it. So take the dark away, leave me the day. Take the dark away, leave me the day.
Introducing Johnny Rocket. Johnny Rocket lives there, all shaded eyes and golden hair. A godlike troubadour, walks like a tiger carrying a 12-bore. This black-hearted monomore. If I must show my feet, then let him be my pedicure. He's a year-long giving Santa Claus with an internal key to my back door. And I'm gonna make him notice me, that's for sure. 'Cause Johnny Rocket's got me raw. In Valhalladale, there's a great big hole in the road in the middle of the high street. I joked to my friend that this appeared after Johnny Rocket fell from the sky attached to a meteor. We laugh, but know it's probably true. The residents of Valhalladale dressed up the hole in the road with tanks of tropical fish and sculptures made from discarded pie and chip trays collected after nights out at the Working Men's Club. And I believe, but never bore witness, that the fish never went hungry, but the koi carp stank of piss. We'll be right back. eyes clear. You got to show me
I want to. I want to. I want to. Clockwork at 8 p.m. I spy you from my position as a painter's muse shoot into the frame. A place bestowed with a name that suggests people should only go there to kick their addiction to chips, not to feast on fried potato and battered sausage. I can't resist. I make my excuses to my friend, jump from my pew and shoot out of the door. Any contact with Rocket Man Johnny, however fleeting and inconsequential, will do. You see me as you walk out of the friary, but you don't acknowledge me. You walk at pace down the road. I give chase like one of them Olympic walkers who, when walking fast, look like they need the toilet. I did need the toilet. Every step was like a kick in the bladder from Fatima Whitbread. Johnny turned round and saw me behind him. I sat down on a wall as if I was waiting for someone. Johnny started walking back towards me, looking furious. I got up and found myself running and hid on the next corner by the off license. I put my head round, thinking he'd gone. But there stood Johnny, arms folded, the steaming chip paper creating his own smoke machine, which only increased his magnificent rock star aura tenfold, albeit with the overwhelming stench of salt, vinegar and Henderson's relic. What the fuck are you following me for? Why are you sending me all these emails day in, day out? You give me the fucking creeps, he said, looking incredibly upset. I could feel my face trembling. I genuinely felt sorry for him. But I just couldn't give him an answer. I could not justify or explain what I was doing because logic and control escaped me where he is concerned. I'm not some daft little teenager. I'm a grown woman. But yet I'm momentarily crippled by madness and at the same time excited by it. Suggs must feel exactly the same way. Johnny continued ranting. Stop your fucking emails. I'm not interested in what you've got to say. Just stay away from me. Now turn the fuck around and walk in the other direction. And don't follow me again. Do you fucking understand me? I nod and I walk away as my English is pretty good.
Thank you. करो आप बिल्कुल न रह सकते
कौन
Last night I dreamt of dogs, and I dreamt of a dog, and it was pink, and this pink dog, I was thinking, how is this dog pink? And I realised that the dog had a white mother and a red father, and it was not a cartoon dog, it was like a real dog. And then I dreamt about another dog, and it was a really fierce small dog, and I'm really actually scared of dogs, and it was a very fierce dog, and it was barking at me, and normally I'd run a mile from a dog like that, but I bent down and I looked at it in the eyes and I said, you've got to stop barking, and it was looking at me and I was looking at him or her, I don't know, it felt like a him. And I wasn't afraid. I knew I should be, and I knew I normally would be, but I wasn't. And then me and the dog became, I don't know if friendly's a word, but we became okay. And the dog didn't stop barking totally, but it did stop a little bit. And, or a lot, really, quite a lot. And I realised that I'd managed to sort of overcome this dog. And then it looked really like, why would I have been afraid of a dog like that? But I was at first. And the next thing, I was beside a pond and there was, I don't know if it was a swan or a goose or a duck. It was a thing. It was hatching, I suppose. It was. And it sort of moved away, and there were all these like hatched little things, and they were very frail and very feathery. And the bird sort of drifted away, and I thought, I don't think that bird can leave these now, these little things. And I got really worried of where the big bird had gone, but I never saw where it had gone, and I couldn't see it. And these little frail things were just kind of there. And I think in my dream I realised they were probably going to die. But I didn't really know what to do. And I certainly didn't do anything, because then I wasn't there anymore. And I was sitting on a sofa, and to my right was somebody I didn't know, and to my left was my mum. And my mum died a couple of years ago, and I've only ever had one dream about her, which I feel quite lucky to have had, because my dad, who died when I was a kid, I've only ever in my entire life had one dream about him. So this was the second dream I've had about my mum in 2 years. And she was called Dillis, and she liked to make rag rugs, actually. But she was sitting on my left, and she couldn't say anything, and she was kind of quite frozen. But I knew it was my mum, and I wanted to introduce her to the person on the right, but I couldn't remember who it was, their name or anything. But then we were kind of looking, all of us. I mean, my mum was just staring there anyway, and we were looking at the other side of the room, and suddenly it was like a slideshow or even like postcards just on the wall, but they were some distance away, almost like they were on a mountain, so the perspective was really, really, really strange. Yet we could see these, and then there was like a mountain range, and on the top of the mountain range was these kind of photographs. So within all that, there were these photographs, and there were photographs of things that my mum had knitted. My mum, towards the end of her life, was more a rag rug person than a knitter, but she did knit. But there were all these things that my mum had knitted, little things and I could see them quite clearly. And I thought, how interesting that she knitted those things. But then, unfortunately, I did wake up and I had no idea, even though I lay there thinking, I really, really must remember what my mum had knitted and who they were, because it felt like important that I should know who she'd knitted. I couldn't remember, or I never knew. So that was kind of the dream last night. And I probably, there was probably more in between and more after and more before and more everywhere, but I don't recall anything.
Came back strong two spirits felt the aching. Now it's but a memory, lifelong, and a heart continue breaking.